Hey everybody, how's it going? It's Lucas here again, back with another podcast episode. And today, I don't think this episode is going to be especially long. I just want to express a sort of funny thought that came into my head just now, and I decided, you know what, I'm going to hit the record button and share this with my audience. So, I don't know how much I've told my audience this before, but I have always Not always, actually, but for a very long time, I've wanted to be like the older brother to a younger sibling, or particularly, let's say, a younger sister. Like, I've always wanted to be kind of like, not always, I don't know why I keep saying that. For a long time, I've wanted to be an older sibling to somebody, like biologically, whether it's a younger brother or preferably a younger sister. And why a younger sister, preferably? It's like, I feel good when I sort of have that responsibility. And I don't mean this to sound sexist in any way, but younger sisters, like having a younger sister to look over would mean a lot more to me, I think, than having a younger brother to watch over. Because I feel like with the younger sister, I would be there to sort of be able to stand up for her and protect her and just have those brotherly sisterly moments more than I would with a brother to brother moment. Because the dynamic between two brothers, at least from my understanding, tends to be more masculine and less about being there to stand up for them and more just about roughing around and horsing around and just, that sort of thing. But an older brother that cares about a younger sister, he kind of is able to take more on, more of a protective role. And just being there to help her and guide her more. Less about the horseplay, less about masculine dominance competitions. You know what I mean? And again, I don't mean that to sound sexist. That's my understanding of the dynamic between an older brother and a younger sister versus an older brother and a younger brother, right? So that's why I've, for a long time, wanted to be an older sibling to either a younger brother or preferably a younger sister. But that's not gonna happen, right? I'm not in contact with my family anymore, and even if they have new kids, I wouldn't know about it. And so I'm just out of the loop, and to me, that is no longer a possibility. Except, what about if I had a younger brother or younger sister that was not necessarily biologically related to me? What about that? Right? And if you look at my Instagram profile, you'll notice I changed something in my bio. And I wrote proud 98 Zoomer, which basically means I am a proud 1998 born member of Generation Z. Because Zoomer is now the term used to describe Generation Z. Like, you probably heard of the term boomer to describe one of the older generations. And similarly, we have the word Zoomer to describe for Generation Z. And that is true. I am definitely a proud member of this generation. And I don't, for somebody who wants to focus and shoot for a more united humanity and less division, less segregation, less borders, less conflict, right? I'm not exactly some super proponent of categorizing us in terms of generations, but I do think there are important sort of key differences between, how generations grew up, how they were raised, things that we can relate to, and so forth, right? So I do see myself as a member of Generation Z, which I am, because by every single definition that I've seen, I am a member. The year ranges from like 1995 onwards members, or 1996 onwards, or mid to late forwards 1990s, right? So by every definition out there, someone who was born in 1998, like me, is a member of Generation Z, but that still puts me at the upper end of the spectrum in terms of age. And while I am a part of this generation, the majority of Generation Z is younger than me. Right? And again, for simple math, That means I'm 22 years old. But what I do enjoy is being able to communicate with my younger audience. And especially these days, these past couple days, I have had the pleasure of talking to some members of my audience in Instagram DMs. And these are teenagers, not kids, these are teens, like in middle school or high school. And it's a really enjoyable practice for me. And I know that sounds, I don't mean this to sound creepy because I know it can be interpreted that way. When somebody who is 22 years of age, somebody who is older, talking to somebody younger in the DMs, right? Some people raise eyebrows. But for me, I want it to be seen as like an older brother to younger sibling kind of dynamic, right? I may never have someone biologically related to me who is a younger sibling. But that doesn't mean I can't be there for other sort of members of Generation Z. Being on the upper end of the spectrum of the age range of Generation Z, and sort of the way I like to see myself, sort of pioneering Generation Z because I'm one of the oldest members. And I like to be there for others and sort of set the example and be a good role model. And this really has shown also in my high school life. Here's another experience that I don't really talk about a lot. Besides, in my yesterday's podcast, I talked about being a badminton founder and captain for my high school. I was also a part of a program called Link Leadership. And in Link Leadership, which was through application process, through, I don't think we did interviews, but we also had to get like some teachers recommended the position for us. They formally personally recommended that we become link leaders. And I was personally recommended, if I remember correctly, by my biology teacher to become a link leader because she saw qualities in me that would be good for that position. So again, what is link leadership? It's basically when upperclassmen of high school help the incoming freshmen from 8th grade to 9th grade adjust to high school. That's what link leadership was about. We would pair up two link leaders, as we were called, and we would be assigned a particular class of students. Not an entire class. Like, we're not talking class of 2019, 2020. We're just talking about, like, of the class of 2019, let's say, that's divided into multiple classes, right? Like, classroom. How many students do you picture fit in a classroom? Like, that amount of students would be for two link leaders to take care of. And so I was a part of that for my junior and senior year. As an upperclassman in both my junior and senior year, I would be helping the incoming freshmen adjust to high school life. We would help them with scheduling, planning, navigating the school. We would help them with answering questions about college applications or things of that nature. We would even help them with their studies. If there was a subject that they were struggling with, we would be there to help them. And so, even from my high school days, actually, even going back to middle school, and this is something that you've heard from me before, probably, where I was personally tasked by my principal or vice principal, I don't remember which one it was. I was pulled aside in middle school one day. I think it was in 7th grade. Or 6th, 7th, or 8th grade. I don't remember which one. It was multiple though. My principal or vice principal, again, I don't remember which one, they pulled me aside, brought me into their office, and they asked me one-on-one to be a sort of mentor for the new students that were coming in. And what I would do, what I was tasked with, was helping new students to the school find their way around and adjust and help them schedule things and things of that nature, right? So that was my responsibility. I was personally tasked by my principal or vice principal. And clearly they saw it, my biology teacher saw it, and my admission into Link Leadership, the people who ran that, they saw it as well. Whew. Excuse me. I hope that wasn't loud for those of you listening. Sneeze, sorry. Anyway, so The people, they all saw it, and I see it as well. I am the kind of person who likes to take care of people and be a sort of guide, be a mentor, be a good example for others. Throughout my middle school and high school life, it has been demonstrated that I am that kind of person. And frankly, I think I do a better job than most of my peers. Because also, it's something to keep in mind, and I had many frustrations in high school. Popularity, conformity, people just pretending to do things or care about things just so that they could put it on their college applications. You know, I've seen it all, right? And because I see all of this, that's what got me frustrated. You know, what I'm trying to say here is there were people who joined Link Leadership, not because they cared about freshmen coming into high school, not because they wanted to take on that burden or that responsibility of helping them organize their classes or to help them with school material. People joined Link Leadership because they wanted the brownie points, because they wanted to put on their college application, oh, I was a Link leader. That shows that I am a leader and that I care about, you know, the incoming freshmen, and I was a good role model. You know, that was one of those things that frustrated me about people. You know, that's why I push honesty so much too, as you've noticed in my content lately. When people just pretend, they front, they act like they care about these things, but really they have some ulterior motive. Me, I was not like that. I joined Link Leadership because I am genuinely a person that cares about helping people and being a good role model and being a good mentor for people. Social media doesn't change you, it exposes you. Look at my Instagram, and I'm not fronting either. I'm not putting the things that I do out there online just to pose or pretend, right? You can see, even by the content that I produce, that I genuinely do care about being a good role model to people and mentoring people and guiding people. I'm willing to bet that if you went to any of those, or I'm sure some of them did care in Link Leadership, but a lot of them didn't. They were doing that so that they could put it on their college application, not because they really cared, right? I bet if we go to those people, their social media pages, they would not have one single post talking about helping people or caring about people or guiding or mentoring people. They wouldn't have any actionable advice like I do on my page, right? And again, I'm not saying this to front. This is genuinely who I am. And I just get frustrated when people pretend to do things or they just take and fill those positions of Link Leadership from somebody else who might genuinely care just because they want to put it on their college application and pretend and make this false image of themselves. Anyway, this is sort of a tangent, so let's get back on track with why I made this episode today. So what I kind of essentially see myself as is a big brother of Generation Z. And I kind of want to be available to other members of Generation Z who, you know, are younger than I am, people who have questions, concerns, they're scared about adulting, they don't know what to do, they don't know how to manage their relationships, or they need help, they need pointers, whatever it is. I want other members of Generation Z to feel comfortable as using me as a resource. And if they have any questions or concerns, they can feel free to reach out to me in a comment or a DM or a voice message somewhere. And according to my analytics that I've gotten from Spotify, for those of you who listen to my podcast on Spotify, it seems that the majority of my listeners are actually the same age as I am or older, not younger. So that's really interesting. But then again, even as a member of Generation Z, it doesn't mean people who are older than I am or not a part of Generation Z are off limits either. I might be the helpful younger brother in that case. But that's also why my primary audience, target audience, is other members of Generation Z. Because I feel like it would be sort of a more reliable relationship, I guess, because we're in the same boat, the same generation, and I have been around on Earth longer. That doesn't necessarily mean I'm more mature or that I'm wiser, right? But I feel like I have a pretty good edge over a lot of people out there who are younger than I am and people out there who might need some advice or tips or pointers. So in conclusion to this episode, I just thought I'd put it out there. I kind of see myself as a big brother of Generation Z, And with that, I take pride in it, and I also want to take that sort of position seriously, so that, as of course, I don't lead people down the wrong paths or, you know, give them the wrong advice or the wrong pointers. I take that responsibility of being a role model seriously. And I want people to know that I actually care. And that's just who I am as a person. So even if I don't have a biological younger sibling, that's okay. I can live with that. I have lived with it. But I can always be used as a resource by the younger members of the same generation who need that advice or that help, that guidance. So with that said, I think we're going to go ahead and end these 15 minutes going on 16. I hope you found this episode sort of, I don't know, there wasn't really anything new, I think, other than me telling you about my link leadership and me simply talking about how I see myself as a big brother of Generation Z. Maybe that was apparent to you, maybe it wasn't, but hopefully you found value of some kind in this episode. And again, you can always, if you need some pointers, maybe you're scared about adulting or college applications or wherever, feel free to reach out to me in a voice message, a DM, or a comment somewhere, and I will get back to you. Or I'll do my best to get back to you, right? Depending on how big my audience grows, I may not be able to get back to everybody. And I apologize if I miss your message, but I will try. And so with that said, I'll see you all on the next episode. Take care. And with that said, this episode of Indomitable comes to a close. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to share it and send it to a loved one who might enjoy it as well. If you'd like to see more of me and my content beyond the podcast, I invite you to take a look at my Linktree link at linktr.ee/LucasHawthorne. That's LucasHawthorne, where you'll find my social media accounts, written works, merchandise, and more. If you have any feedback at all, I'd love to hear from you. Send me a message and I'll get back to you. As always, thank you for your time. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and I hope you have a wonderful day.